Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, you got a powerful testimony about the glory of God.
Yes.
Talk to us, man.
Well, I was abiding this morning, spent time with the Lord. I was in my office and my door knocked, and someone was knocking on my door, and someone come in. It was my son, my oldest son, Elijah. He's 13, and he's coming in to ask me. He's doing a discipleship, and he's asking me for another one of his booklets as he's reading in the morning and abiding with the Lord. And he's asking me for another one. I says, you know, go ahead and get one off of the shelf there. And then he comes up to me and he says, you'll hear this, Pat. He says, Dad, I just finished abiding on the Holy Spirit, and I want to receive the Holy Spirit. I want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he says, I know that all I have to do is receive it by faith, and I want this gift. I'm like, oh, okay, put everything down. I'm like, okay, son. So I just began to talk to him just briefly, and I said, yep, it's a gift the Lord wants to give you, and he desires for you to have it. And so just put everything aside and told him to pull up a chair, which I just prayed for him real briefly. And we just started, you know, just worshiping the Lord and started praising God. And then, you know, all of a sudden I said, go ahead, just pray. Just pray. I mean, he just goes right into it. But just God took him over.
Just
didn't go cranial, didn't go in his head. And he's just, I mean, just.
This is Elijah.
This is Elijah. He's just worshiping. I mean.
It's beautiful.
He's just praying in the spirit.
Wow.
And it was just a few little words. And then all of a sudden, it's like you feel the presence of God. It's filling the office. He's getting louder, bolder. And in between him praying in the Holy Ghost, he's saying, thank you, Jesus. I want this gift. Thank you, Jesus. Now, my son's not a real vocal individual. He's just, you know, quiet young man. And at this time, he's praying. He's raising his voice. And this just goes on and on and on. I have to get ready in the morning now. I was like, Lord, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to get out of here. This is God. And he's just praying. And I'm just letting him pray. And after he finishes for a good while, I'm talking about, you know, I don't know. I lost track of time, 15, 20 minutes. I mean, he's just praying. He says, holy, holy, holy. Come, Jesus. Come, Jesus. And I'm like, oh, Lord, come.
Oh, wow.
Come. And we had such an amazing, beautiful encounter this morning. I mean, it was just God filled the office.
Wow.
His faith was so stirred. He's thanking Jesus, thanking the Lord for the gift of the baptism. He says, thank you, Jesus, thank you. And after we finished praying, we just didn't say a word. And in the stillness...
What can you say when the glory of God just manifests in a powerful way?
Yeah. So I go, do you feel his presence?
Sure.
He doesn't even open his eyes. He says, yes, Dad, he's here. He's here. And it was just absolutely wonderful. I mean, just glory of God just came on in that office, man. It was just, he didn't want to leave, man. It was just beautiful.
Well, if you're listening right now and you have not yet received the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
This same Jesus not only came to save, but to fill you with his power, with dunamis power, the presence of the Holy Spirit. He says, from your belly will flow rivers of living water. And this is when authority comes into your life. This is when just your life and God just begins to just unfold powerfully. I know ministers who ministered in the love of God for years, but when they got filled with the baptism, it was a paradigm shift. Because all those years, they were toting water.
Yeah.
All those years, they were just putting it together, trying to make it happen. You know, just the labor intense. That as soon as they got the infilling of the Holy Spirit, as soon as they got what Elijah got this morning, and just received it, all of a sudden, the dunamis power of God to begin to move in their life and just... Oh, man, just powerful.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're able to do what we're doing on VFN Radio is because of the infilling, because of the power of God.
Yeah.
when you're hearing prophetic word after prophetic word and words of knowledge and words of wisdom, I mean, we're not that smart. Hmm. But this is the Spirit of God inside of us, bearing witness with us and with God, and releasing just everything that you need at that time and that moment in your life. If that's you right now, just be just like Elijah and say, you know what? A young man, a young handsome man, just normal man, that young man that just loves baseball, a great, great young man. He just wanted to be filled. He found out that the Holy Spirit is available to him. And the Holy Spirit's available to you today. If that's you, if you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just begin to say, I want it. I want it, God. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, Jesus. I want it. And then just receive and watch the glory of God even now in Jesus' name. It is a powerful thing when you have a young man who finds out, he loves God, but he finds out about the power of God, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, being filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this morning, he just comes into his dad, John's office, and said he's ready. He wants the baptism and just goes after God. Just, you know, it's a gift.
It's a gift.
Powerful.
And God, gift. Of course, just manifests his glory and just fills him and
rewarded his faith.
Rewarded his faith.
Yeah.
And awesome. It reminds me, speaking of this, that because there's some folks that stay in their head so much that do you mind talking about this to help people out?
Sure.
Okay. His teeth did not move. It's like because there's so many people that are struggling. I mean, can you imagine somebody's trying to hand you a gift? It's all wrapped up birthday gift, and then you're trying to figure out why are they giving it to you? Where does it come from? You know, how am I going to whatever? And it's all in your head instead of just reaching out your hands and taking it.
Saying thank you.
And saying thank you. And but if you lived your life in your whole head, everything has to make sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real limited life when it has to make sense to you, right? Because what really makes sense in life? And but I remember for years, right?
Yeah, 3 years.
Oh, yeah, 3 years.
Is wow.
But I know that, you know, anybody, you know, is diligent, you know, Pat's diligent, and he's, you know, he's saved, and he's wanting the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and every time he comes around anybody, everybody around him is getting filled. Boom, 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 boom. And he walks away, and he's still just, you know, and we were actually led at that time to the particular county that we were in where the VFN Dream Centers is, actually. God laid on our heart that we were supposed to go anoint the borders of that particular county, which is the furthest county in the northwest area of Florida, just east of Mobile, Alabama. And we anointed the northern borders that night, and the power of God just, it was powerful, man. Oh my goodness. And, you know, because when God tells you to do something, normally everything comes against you when you're doing it.
Yeah.
And we get there and to the northern borders, which is, I think there was a dog, a horse, and a farm.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we've never been this far up before, have we?
Right.
Where are we?
Yeah, where are we? I found Tom Sawyer. And the, and so we're out there, it's nighttime, and just a couple of us, and we take oil and pour it out on the northern border. And as soon as we pour this out, and it was just this boldness, this Holy Spirit boldness just came over us, and we just began to pray over the county and ask God to just bless this county and to protect it and to bring in creative ideas and concepts. And we bind the enemy over, and we just bless the families and called out fathers for the fatherless, and just began to just pray. And, you know, serious words came out over it, just futuristic words that we've seen fulfilled years ago. And we were coming back, and by this time now we're like pumped. We were pumped. You know what I'm saying? It was like when the ride there was real tough. It was a long, long ride. It's a big, I don't know how long the county is, but it was a long county. It's a long county. About, I don't know, 15 New Jerseys. No, the,
no doubt.
At least.
And so we are now going to go to the western border.
I think it was east.
The eastern border. We're going to go to the eastern border. And as we're coming down the long drive, we stopped to get something at a store to drink. And
it was Burger King, actually.
Oh my goodness.
At Burger King.
I remember.
I remember. And so we go in there to get these drinks and come back out. And of course, Pat's just praying. He's like, I want to be filled. I want to be filled with the baptism. I just want to be filled. It was so cool to watch him just really want to be filled. But the issue was, he's just so smart. You know, I mean, we're not that smart, so it's a little bit easier for us. But he's trying to think intellectually how he could be filled. And he says, that's what you do, because sometimes when you're brand new God, going after God, you know, you got a couple years under your belt, you're still trying to, sometimes we're still working. I'm still working myself out of myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
he's probably wanting an authentic experience.
Oh, right. It has to be right.
That's to be
exactly.
Real.
Right. No, that's over that, because my screensaver he gave me.
Oh, okay.
That's not anymore now. And
he sent that to me too.
Right. His brain's trying to figure out what we're talking about. You see that?
That's all right.
And so we're going down the road, and he's authentically. I'm so cool. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, God
and,
spoke to both of y'all that night.
Yeah, that was going to be your night.
Yeah.
That was going
to
be your
unbeknownst
night.
Unbeknownst to me.
Yeah, that was going to be your night. And so we're making it to the borders, and we were so pumped, we may have been driving in excess of 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, right.
Trying to get there. And we're trying to get to the border, and we take, driving down the road. Who's driving?
I think Roger was.
Roger, okay. Roger's driving.
You were next to him.
And then, I don't remember. And anyway, I remember reaching in the back, and you were in the back seat trying to figure God out. Anyway, and so we got the drinks, we're going down the side of this main highway. And all of a sudden, this big 32-ounce orange, right?
Yeah.
Orange drink soda that he has in this big glass falls and goes right into Pat's lap. And as soon as his mind went to his lap, boom, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. As soon as he got his head out of the experience, he got filled. I'm serious. Am I not?
That's the truth.
Totally broadsided. Once he shut his mind down, I'm telling you, can you imagine what we're going to be able to do? When we get out of Pat's head, it's going to be exciting.
Imagine.
I am so pumped, man. And it was so, because who would ever think you don't need your mind to be filled with the Spirit? Right? Shaking his head. That's right. You don't even need your mind. He spilt a 32-ounce orange drink. You got to understand, Pat, he's very neat. He's very clean. If you have one drop of sweat on you,
that's it.
And you're just, if Jesus is coming by and sweating, you can give him a hug. I don't know if he would even give him a hug. He's very clean, tidy. It walks around with wipes and stuff. Anyway, no, they're messing with you. It's not true. Almost not. Anyway, think about it. You spill 32 ounces of orange sticky drink going in excess of 25 miles an hour down the highway, and you look down at your lap, and you got to understand how Pat would have looked down at his lap. The first word he probably spoke before he's grown in the Lord since then, and he got filled. And which helps you. This is will help you, ma'am. This will help you, sir. It has nothing to do with your mind.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Because God was already ready for him. All this time, he wanted to be able to give him the baptism of the Holy Spirit with power, but he just had to get out of the way and just receive it, just like Elijah did. And that night was so powerful that we ended up on the eastern border, on the river of the county. And the river of the county that's the Scambia River.
Scambia River.
And we're pouring oil in the river, and he's praying with an Indian dialect, mind you, where the tribes, Scambia is a tribe. Mm-hmm. Scambia is an Indian tribe,
right.
First Nation people.
Yeah, around that river.
And the power of God was so strong, it was just powerful.
Yeah.
Mm. And it was just, it was just amazing moment, and we're just floating. We're like, my goodness.
Glory to God.
Glory of God, exactly. Glory of God. So then we're going to go over to the western border. I don't know how much time we have, but go into the western border and the Pineda River. We're going to have to tell you about this in the extra hour. You got to join us in the extra hour, but we're going to the western border where the Pineda, because Scambia is covered, has a river on the eastern border and it has a river on the western border, which is pretty cool. It's covered by two rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to go anoint that pour oil in that river, so the anointing would go all the way down both sides of the borders of that county.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got there, there was this deep, dark oppression. We were in the middle of the woods some sort of bridge in the middle of nowhere.
It was deadly silent.
And it was almost like somebody holding their hands over your ears. You could feel the darkness out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we discovered with that what was going on, a lot of murders, a lot of crime, a lot of darkness would happen out in this particular area out there. You got to join us and tell you, I'm telling you, God's about to shift things at this moment. And when I'm about to tell you this testimony, it's exciting to understand the glory and the power of God. But if you want to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just let go, let God, and ask Him, God, I want to be filled, and then receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we were just talking about an experience. You got to hear what happened this morning with Elijah, John's son, a wonderful young man, and he was reading with about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. He just came on in, man. He was so hungry for God. You know, he's been seeking God. And him and his brother both have been spending time abiding. And it was just an awesome moment. He just says, Dad, I'm ready. Oh, I want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I hadn't been talking to him about this at all.
It's all on his own.
No, it's him and the Lord.
Wow.
And it was just a powerful, powerful time. We just prayed. Mm-hmm. And God took over. And I'm so proud of him. He didn't get in his head or nothing. He just let God touch him.
Mm. You know, we're just talking about in the end, you catch at the end of the first hour, where the night that... you know, Pat got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and he's ready, he's one, and the Lord laid on our heart that was a night for him. He didn't know it. You couldn't tell him. He would think about it too much.
No, I sat down.
And how's this going to happen?
What's going to happen? Where am I going to be?
Back then.
And,
my hair going to be all right? You know.
And you can hear more details on this, because I'm going to go and tell what's happening the night the Lord called us to begin to anoint the borders of the county that we're in, a very large county. And, but it wasn't until he spilt a 32-ounce orange drink in his lap.
Cold drink.
Very cold.
His brain turned to his lap, and all of a sudden his mouth opened, and it even opened with what you probably wouldn't think about saying before you got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So his brain shut down.
And my spirit
His
woke
mouth
up.
Is open. His spirit was already alive, and all of a sudden God filled him right there. Bam! You know, Escambia was the name of the county, and that's the name of a First Nation tribe, Indian tribe. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden we're headed towards the eastern border, which there was a tribe that lived there in the eastern area of that county.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew more about it then, because we're just kind of sharing off the top right now and just telling about the glory of God and the power of God. Listen, this is a journey. I'm talking about an adventure. God's called us to an adventure. You don't mm-hmm. have to fake it. You don't have to jump off cliffs. I mean, you don't have to bungee jump. You just got to say yes to God and then follow Him. Believe mm-hmm. me, it is an adventure. And so we're going to the eastern border now because, of course, Pat's filled with the baptism and gets an Indian dialect, because tongues just means language. So God will give you another language, a language mm-hmm. for whatever reason. And there's so many different languages. If you just watch the United Nations or you hear... And it's interesting, too, because there's a lot of languages that have been taken over by the adversary.
Yeah.
And they're worshiping false gods. Mm-hmm. But then God will give somebody else the infilling of the baptism, and you hear them begin to praise God with this other people's dialect. So God even takes that language that the enemy tries to hold captive, and you can see it. So that's Farsi, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's praising God in Farsi. Yeah. And it's just, anyway, it's a different conversation. And a heavenly language as well that only heaven knows. And either way, it's the power of God. And so we're going to the eastern border. We got another bottle. We have an E on it for the east. We had four bottles, you know, northeast, west, and south, which spells news, right? N-E-W-S.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to the eastern border. And it had just happened to be where, and God is a just God, so obviously something had to happen on the eastern border in repentance for what happened to the First Nation people. I mean, mm-hmm. God was doing it. Remember, it was like intense.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just praying and pouring the
oil
out into the Escambia River, and oil is coming all the way down. Imagine all the way down into the bay.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And just the power of God and prophecies going forth about these dry bones and,
mm-hmm.
will these bones live? And all of a sudden, yes, they'll live. And just powerful God was just like giving hope over the county, over mm-hmm. the, what seemed kind of stuck. And then of course we are just like, we don't think our wills were even touched the ground at that point.
Mm-mm.
And we were just on fire for God. And we're going. And of course, Pat's just, you know, definitely out of his mind. And all of a sudden, we were at a particular intersection headed towards the southern border, which is way down. It is the Naval Air Station Base, NAS.
We went to west after we went from the east.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. Then we go to the east. And of course, that's what happens on the east. Then we go to the western border. The western border is Perdido River. And it goes all the way down to the bay, to the Gulf of Mexico as well, bay. And when we got there in the west, we found out that think about it. We're just in the presence of God. It's a beautiful environment. It's just fresh and all this. But you walked into the atmosphere of what was in the west.
Mm-hmm.
And some bad things have gone out there in the woodwork in these dark woods. This small road, I mean, like a scary thing. Mm-hmm. Goes over this, and it didn't feel that way until all of a sudden you could feel the oppression in the area. And it's sort of like you're talking, but somebody, your hands are over your ears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, oh, wow, wow, wow. You try to say, did y'all see that? I felt like an over thing. What's going on right here? And all of a sudden we were just like, man, we got to take authority over this. And so we began to bind, and there was people in the woods out there doing whatever they were doing, whatever they do out there in the dark woods. And we began to just bind and loose. And
we're standing on a bridge, I believe.
Yeah, we're standing right on the bridge, man, just declaring the glory of God and claiming the county and repenting for what was taking place in the western borders, pouring oil in the river. And all of a sudden you hear this noise because it's like dead. It's like a vacuum. It's like we're in a vacuum.
Yeah.
An oppressed vacuum. And it's like nothing's moving at all other than us. And then all of a sudden you hear this noise from a distance, you hear this noise, and it's like it's getting closer, and it's getting closer. It's like coming up Perdido River. It's coming from the south to the north, and it's just getting closer and closer. I mean, you can hear it. It's like, what's going on? And what it was is a big wind started way down at the bottom of the river and blew its way all the way up the river. And by the time it got to us, and you could just feel the wind of God just blow, it literally blew so hard our clothes began to flap, man, just flap. I mean, it was awesome. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
Powerful, powerful, powerful night in God when we just obeyed God. And we finished up there praying, and it was just, we were just pumped again. And we're headed south now. And as we're we stopped somewhere or whatever. And in that, all of a sudden, the headlights went out on the car.
Yeah.
Just totally went out.
Totally went out.
And of course, Pat's faith is like skyrocketing. All of our faith is. And I said, Pat, man, pray for these lights to come back on. He puts his hand on the dashboard in the car and just speaks to the car. They come, poop. They came back on. I was like, man, we are, this is it. We're going to be like chitty, chitty, bang, bang. We're going to go off. And it's just going to go up in the air, we're going to go off into the heavenlies. I mean, we were pumped. And so we're
translated from one end of the county to the next.
Right? Yeah, right. Really. We're driving down the main highway, which is Highway 29, going south to NAS, Naval Air Station, Pensacola. And all of a sudden, as we're driving, God gives me a vision, and he shows me, we are in this vision, and imagine if you take all the states, and you, they're like Florida's a piece of puzzle, and you put it back down, and Alabama's a piece of puzzle, and then you have that 50 pieces of puzzle, right? And so, but then imagine in the state of Florida, for example, the counties are puzzles, and so you puzzle pieces, so you can pick them up. And all of a sudden, what I saw was, I saw like a Escambia County's piece of puzzle lifted up, and under it was like just it's like a skin on a body where you move the skin off. And it's like, that Escambia County is just part of what God is doing in the world, just part of the body of Christ. And all of a sudden, it was like the roads turned into arteries and veins. I mean, it was just amazing.
Wow.
It was a huge thing.
Remember that.
And that, and so often, you know, people could get a mindset, it's like, you know, God's only doing what he's doing here. It's like, no, you're a part of what God is doing. God is big, you know, and God's doing what he's doing all over the place. Then all of a sudden we get to NAS, we have one bottle left. It's the S bottle, the South bottle, Southern bottle. And at that time there was a crisis going on in the world where they secured all the bases in the world. And where was John again? Anyway,
he wasn't there.
Secured all the bases again. And
I was busy. Okay. I was busy.
Let's go back to God.
Anyway.
The
Lord forgive them for they don't know what they do. It's okay.
Anyways,
all right.
They, and so here we are, go to this base, and the guard tells us right up front, and we got to get to the base because the southern border.
That's the further southern border.
This is the further southern border. And so we had to go all the way down to the water line and where the Gulf of Mexico is. And in that, we told him, he says, listen, can we come on the base? And we didn't tell him anything.
Yeah.
And he just said, no.
Right.
And it was just like dogmatic. It's like, it just shut down, totally shut down. Like, this is not how it's been going.
It's not part of the plan.
It's not part of the plan, right? And then finally, I pulled the ball out and told him everything. Yep. I said, this is what we're doing. This is what's going on. And this is the southern bottle. And this is all we have left. And the favor of God fell upon us at that moment. And he just gave us free reign of the base, of Naval Air Station Pensacola.
Yeah.
He just said, come on in.
Yep.
At what, 4 o'clock in the morning?
It was late.
And we went all the way to where the hangars and all the military and the Blue Angels and all that stuff. We went all the way down to the waterfront. And where the ships dock in and dock out and all this there. And we just began to take authority, man.
Yeah.
We were pacing back and forth, declaring the glory of God, pouring oil out in the southern border. And it was just powerful, man. And then the Lord gave a word. The word was, I'm setting my base up. He says, I'm setting my angelic base up over this city. And we have all these words. I mean, I'm coming off the top of my head, but you have the natural base. But God was setting a base of his angels up. He was setting a base up over the city and to do his warfare. And just a powerful, powerful night. And that was the night that the glory of God just began to carry us, the night that you got filled, Pat got filled with the baptism and the Holy Spirit. And we claimed the county for God. We claimed the county. We have those bottles today. I have those bottles in my office today. You know, I've always had them up to be able to remember that, you know, we've claimed this for God.
That's awesome.
And now we're seeing today the manifestation of so many things that God has done. So we didn't just get here. Yeah, we've been here. We've been praying for you a long, long time.
That's right.
And during the storms and the hurricanes, we were the ones that adopt a family. We're the ones that were trying to help out through what we were doing in whatever way we could, all the way over to Waveland. And our hearts went out to you. And they still do. We still have scars. Y'all scars with us today.
And we partnered with Operation Blessing.
Yeah, Operation Blessing. They distributed some funds to us so we were able to give out money to families in need. And but I know the devastation that happened to you, Gulfport, and Waveland and all that, that those scars are still there for us.
They didn't get much reported.
For you. Yeah, it didn't get much reported. But I want you to know that we were there, and we cried with you. We prayed for you. We even clothed Gulfport, because you remember the man that the storm was so big, the wind was so strong, the water current was so strong that he held onto a tree in Gulfport. And he was all scratched up. He was all torn up from the hurricane. Katrina.
At that point.
And he held onto the tree, and as he's holding on the tree, he's all scratched up from hanging onto it, but every part of it ripped all of his clothes off his body.
Wow.
And just so many things. And we've been here with you. God's allowing us to stay here with you. And I just want to give a shout-out to the Gulf Coast, to the Emerald Coast, that we got some great announcements coming up really soon. We're going to begin to share with you. Our audience is around the world, and we're excited about God taking things to a new level on the Gulf Coast. We believe that the prophetic voice of the Lord is going to let us know, hear what the Spirit says to the churches, that he is going to begin to tell us and direct us in a season ahead to set us apart, to make us a hub city, a hub county, a hub coast for the glory of God in the upcoming things that are going to happen. There's going to be a huge differentiation between those who are God's and those who are not. Those cities who say, listen, we're going to do what's right before God. We're going to honor God. We're going to honor Israel. We're going to do what's right, from the counties that just buy into darkness and the states that buy into darkness and cities that buy into darkness and say, we're just going to give ourselves over to all this darkness. You'll see a difference coming in. No longer are we going to be seen by under one spiritual aspect of one constitution. but there will be different spiritual constitutions over each county, over each state, over each region that are willing to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, and in view of his mercy, they say, Lord, we want to walk in your way. We want you to be our God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.